Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we answer the difficult questions like, who am I? Why am I here? What is it all for? I'm so grateful to have you join me on this quest for the answers. Hello, welcome to Ask the Guru. So today's question is one that almost everybody at some point deals with. It's one of the most common scenarios for someone reaching out to me as a life coach. Again, it's more like I become a life raft. So I sort of pull them out from that sinking sensation as they drop into deeper waters of the emotions or of the mind. So what is the question? The question is, how do I stop myself when I can sense or feel that spiraling downwards? So this spiraling downwards could happen as an emotional thing. We can feel it in our emotional body. Usually it has an external situation tied to it. So it has validated itself outside of our mind in some way, shape, or form. So the external situation might be a person who has done something terrible to you. It could be to do with a relationship that is going through some turbulence. It could be a job that maybe is feeling unsteady, or you've already decided it's time to make a move because it's no longer serving you. And suddenly, you go from this place where everything was working, everything was feeling good, and you feel the spiral happening. Most of us can feel it right as it starts. We just don't know how to grab onto the life raft and stop from sinking. So that's when, again, people tend to reach out to me and they're asking for assistance. And usually it's once they've already gotten pretty deep. So this may be you right now. You might be feeling that sense of heaviness. The thoughts in your mind are really negative, or you're feeling that heaviness of fear, of dread, of grief, of sadness, of depression, of, you know, I mean, we've all gone through it at some point. And so I want to say you're not alone and you're not doing anything wrong. Right? This is absolutely it's part of the normal human condition. And it's actually a beautiful part. When we can learn how to manage this, when we can learn how to grab onto that life raft before we sink, this becomes the mastery of life. So the fact that you're even aware that you've sunk, this is step one. The ability to notice that, hey, I felt myself slip and now I'm falling. That's where we have to start, is being able to have an awareness of ourselves, where we can feel ourselves when we're in that sinking pattern. And then, what are the tools that help us to grab onto the life raft before we fall, or to pull ourselves out of that water? So this is what I'm going to talk about today. So first of all, I want you to notice if you are in that state, feeling as though you're underwater, you're already feeling quite heavy, and you're noticing that the thoughts that you're having are not pleasant. You know, you don't like living in your own mind, in your own space. The thoughts are triggering emotions that feel terrible. You're feeling maybe that disturbing sensation within the body, the turbulent energy. It's in your belly, it's in your chest, it feels tight, it feels heavy. Again, absolutely normal to feel this way. It's a sign that there's some growth happening within you. And so first, I need you to view it as something positive. But how do I stop myself from feeling that way? Because it definitely doesn't feel positive. It feels awful. I mean, who wants to feel as though we're outgrowing our skin, but we don't know how to break free of it, right? It's like that snake trying to shed the skin, but you're stuck in it. Imagine the relief when that skin leaves and we have this fresh new start. We're going to go through this, sadly, several times in our lifetime. We're going to be asked to grow. And as we're asked to grow, we need to know what are the tools to stay present, to not drift back into that sinking feeling where we drop under the water and we feel out of our power and out of our control. And
you know, oftentimes it doesn't feel good. And when we emerge, we haven't done a whole lot of growing because of it, right? Here's what we need to understand is what is happening. What is happening in that moment when I feel the spiral, when I feel the falling downwards? And if we were to notice the mind, if you're having a sensation of sinking, of heaviness, and we often label it as depression, as feeling, again, really heavy, that inability to even move. It's like every step takes so much effort. If you're there, I want you to notice if your thoughts are predominantly of somewhere in the past. If you're thinking thoughts like, I should have, or just, I should. See, because those thoughts are saying that you are dissatisfied with what it is that you're doing in this moment, or how this moment is being revealed to you. And if those thoughts are because you feel you did something wrong in the past that has led you to this moment, so you keep reworking in your mind the things you should have done differently. So if you're in that place, those thoughts that you may be having of the past may be guilt, may be shame. I shouldn't have done this. I should have done it this way. I'm not doing enough. I am not enough. And then you're starting to look back over last week or last month or even years ago. You haven't resolved. You're still holding on to, you know, when you were a teenager and the things that you did wrong. And those are the thoughts that start to get dredged up in these moments. You start to rework last week, last month, and you think, I should have done it differently. And those thoughts then become, think about, as we think, if we think about the past while we're trying to move forward or even just be here, the past is pulling us backwards. Can you feel that? Can you feel that thoughts of the past are taking you backwards? And they're always, without fail, a sign that you are feeling dissatisfied about this moment. So it means you are not moving completely into this moment, accepting it as perfect. You are resisting this moment, and you're doing that by moving into the past. And into the past means heavy. It's going to weigh you down because it's pulling you backwards. And so you're feeling guilty, you're feeling shame, you're feeling heavy, and it's all being revealed to you as resisting what is happening right now. So the only way to move out of that is to come into this moment and to find satisfaction in this moment. See, if we're satisfied with this moment, there's no need to look back at the past and have shame or guilt or wish it was different, because this moment is perfect, which means everything that has led up until this moment must be perfect too. So if we can allow ourselves to just anchor into this moment and somehow find some sort of reconciliation with this moment, so that we can start to somehow view it as perfect, no matter what this moment looks like, no matter if this moment you are still in bed, you haven't gotten out, or if this moment, a feeling within your body that is, you know, maybe you're sick, maybe you're feeling pain. If you can accept it, if you can move into this moment and go, this is where I am and this is perfect. This is where I need to be, is right here, right now. And look around you and try and find evidence of how this moment is perfect. Look around and discover things in this moment that are working. Things like maybe if you're in bed still, you have a comfortable bed. Maybe you're breathing. Maybe you're listening to me and you're this is somehow soothing you. So the key is, notice that your desire to look at the past is coming from and stemming from your inability to accept what is. and you're trying to look at the past to find evidence that something was wrong, which has caused this moment to be wrong. And the more you keep doing that, you're going to keep bouncing into this space that keeps you moving backwards and heavy. So, reconciliation with this moment, finding perfection where you are. Now, the other thing that could be happening is you're being asked to leap into the future. You see big things happening. You're growing. You're changing. And there's some fear about that. You know, the fear of uncertainty that starts to bubble up in our bellies. Maybe we have a new relationship and we're fearful now that it's going to fall apart. We're fearful that we're not enough. And so we start to project into our future thoughts that are worrisome, fearful, angst. So these thoughts will feel like anxiety, heart racing. So we start to feel panic about what is coming. And still, those thoughts are coming from dissatisfaction with this moment. It's the same solution. It is, I'm escaping this moment, projecting myself into this uncertain future. And since I'm not satisfied with where I am, since I don't believe that I have a worth, self-worth, power, control, that I am deserving, since none of those things are showing up, then I am projecting myself into an uncertain future that I may make the wrong choice. You know, and I may do something wrong, or somebody may do something wrong to me. And as long as I am not able to just anchor into this moment, again, coming back to now, in my power, in my control, knowing everything that has happened up until this moment is perfect, and everything that will happen from this moment forward is perfect, and right where I am is perfect. When I can do that, when I can reconcile with this moment fully and completely, loving where I am, completely excited. See, most of the times, the reason that we're escaping this moment and trying to project into the future is because we're dissatisfied with where we are. So either we're looking to the past to explain why this moment is wrong, or we're looking to the future to escape this moment. But if we're escaping this moment by looking into the future, we're, again, dissatisfied with where we are, and we're going to feel that dissatisfaction bubbling in our bellies. So the only way for us to feel whole and complete is to be here in this moment and discover the perfection of it. To find this moment as the place we want to be, right? To settle into this moment, to breathe, to feel it, to not want to escape it, to accept it. So this means maybe we are dissatisfied. You know, the job isn't serving us. Remember, we're outgrowing our skin, so we need to move forward. So that can show up as dissatisfaction. I don't like this moment anymore. I'm being called towards growth. That growth cannot come when we are resisting what is. See, we must first love where we are, see that we created this and that this moment is perfect, but it no longer serves us, that we're growing into something greater. That doesn't mean we're resisting it. It means we're surrendering to it. We recognize it's perfect. We love it completely. We are grateful for this moment. We are excited about this moment, but we're also excited about where this moment, how it is unfolding into something greater, how it is showing us the way and the path to something more. And then each time that we do that, there's a whole new moment. See, even in this video or in this podcast, you are discovering that we're 15 minutes in. Well, the last 15 minutes is already gone. You can't go back there. But what we've done is we've taken each moment and we've accepted it and we've loved it and it's been perfect. And then we've moved into the next moment. And that's somewhere we're accepting and we're loving. But each time that we do that, we're growing into a greater form of acceptance, which means we are expanding, which means our world can expand, which means our options can expand, the things that show up can expand, everything is going to move into a sense of greatness. So now that we're in an expanded view, we're going to see different options. We're going to see different paths. It's going to open up for us. We will be able to see them, even though they're here. They're there right now. They were there when you were in that place of not accepting it. You just couldn't see it from that place because you were too busy, worried about what will happen or dwelling on what was wrong. See, in this moment, when we're in acceptance, suddenly our blinders get removed and the world opens up and we're able to see and from a greater capacity. A whole new perspective shows up. And I know that what I'm saying sounds simplistic, and it's far more difficult when you're in it. You're like, yeah, but how can I get out of my head? Remember when I've just buried myself so deep and I'm so... Now it's a habit to think those thoughts, to be stuck in that heaviness, to be stuck in the fear or the anxiety. Or maybe I've already developed in my body because I've been stuck for so long. There's now this stagnant energy that is developed that's really hard to move. Think about water that's been sitting too long and how it gets murky and stagnant. Our bodies do the same. If we've been settled in that, in the thoughts of our past or in worry or in dread or in guilt or in shame for a long time, that gets really heavy and it's very difficult to move forward or to accept where we are from that space. So sometimes something as simple as deep breathing in the body gets the engines moving. It gets things moving again, energy moving. And so we start with some deep breathing. And after a few deep breaths, maybe 10, maybe 20, suddenly we're able to move again. And then just a few steps becomes now, it's like at first when you're trying to get that big boulder moving, it's really difficult. But once it starts to get momentum, right? And the same thing is true. It's really hard at first to bring those thoughts back into this present moment when they've been over here in guilt or in shame for a long time. But as we start to practice it, we're going to build that momentum and it'll get easier and easier. I promise. It's going to start with a few breaths and then it's going to start with a few good thoughts, just noticing the moment and then the experience of the moment. So the same thing is true if we've been projecting ourselves into the future and now we're feeling these rushes of anxiety, of fear, and that can keep us stuck because if our heart is racing, we're feeling discontent in our skin, you know, the energy is too much. The turbulence in the body is too much because we've been pulling ourselves forward, but we're not moving. So we're not burning the energy. So now we need to find a way to burn off the energy. Again, the same solution is often there. Breath work. This might be a faster breath. We need to really pump that breath, deep breathing, but maybe using a breath of fire where we pump the belly as we're breathing, or moving at a more rapid rate. So this might be something where you do some walking. That's going to burn off some of the energy. Maybe a fast walk, even a run, but anything where you can burn off energy because now the energy has been too much in the body, but you've stayed still. See, you're being called forward, but you're not moving because of that fear. And so now there's a pull and push and the heart rate is picked up and we're feeling that anxiety, but we're afraid to move. We have to burn the energy so we can meet ourselves back into that balanced state. And it's from the balanced state we can access the present moment. And once you can anchor in the present moment and just keep thinking thoughts of, this moment is perfect. Find something to cling to as to how everything is working. And when you can do that, I will promise you, you're going to start to feel better. So this is my advice for you today. And you know, maybe you're in a really great place. So help out a friend, help out a family member. I guarantee that somebody within your reach right now is going through what we just talked about. They're stuck in some way. And maybe you sit with them and you teach them to breathe. I have tons of videos on here about breathing. It's something I talk about often. So a deep breath. You can look up videos of what breath of fire is. It's called Kapha Bhati breathing. And if you utilize breath of fire, the pumping of the breath, this is going to help with anxiety and burning off that anxious energy, bringing you back to your center. Another breath I often recommend for balancing out the masculine or feminine energies is called Nadi Shadna, or alternate nostril breathing. So you'll inhale through one nostril, exhale through the other. You're going to inhale through the nostril you just exhaled, and then switch alternating exhaling out of the other nostril. So again, it's called alternate nostril breathing, or Nadi Shadna. And this is just moving the breath from side to side. You want to try and do these breaths with eyes closed. So awareness is inward. And as we close the external eyes, we allow the opportunity for our internal eye or our third eye to open, where we can reflect back onto the self and become more aware of our thoughts and how they may be impacting us. I hope that you've enjoyed this video. Again, I love your comments. Please comment below. Please share with me things that you're moving through that maybe I can help with in the next video or the next episode. And again, please, if you enjoyed this video, like and subscribe. I look forward to those questions and connecting with you in the future. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take the time to like and subscribe below. And as always, I love your comments. So please comment, tell me what you're thinking. Looking forward to next time on Ask the Guru.